something about Mary. Teach us to us.
My name is Leo, and I have put my trust in Our Lady for years and years and years. I have been in very troubled spots in the world, been in desperate situations, and I've always prayed to her. She's always helped me. My wife has got a very sick mind for 6 years now, but I will never give up. Like Saint Monica, I would never give up praying, and I know Our Lady and her mother will bring it to a nice conclusion. I've put my family in her care, and my little great-granddaughter in the care of Mary Magdalene. I have many friends who are great believers in Our Lady. I've carried a rosary throughout the world, and I always get to church every day if possible, wherever I am. I have never ever been lost. When I drive thousands of miles, I either find a school called Our Lady or St. Mary's or some road called St. Mary's. I've had a sat nav failed on me, and I just asked Our Lady to find my way to her, and she did. I've many friends in Australia, and they have a great devotion to Our Lady, Help of Christians. I've also a friend, a priest in Pakistan, where the population of the Catholics is 2%, and he's a great believer in Our Lady. And that's at Trinity Sunday, his church was attacked, and one of the parishioners was shot through the hand. Unfortunately, the bullet went through the hand and into the carotid artery, and he was killed in the church. But Father Javid still puts his trust in Our Lady. I thank her for everything. She's taken me to Fatima, Lourdes, and around the world. When I was 15, I was at sea at Iceland in gigantic waves and storms, and I always prayed on deck and she would protect us. That's all I have to say, and I urge anyone with any problems to put it in the hands of Our Lady. As Edel Quinn said, if you can't trust Our Lady, who can you trust?